The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara bringing you an eco postcard. Each week I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful earth. Some of them are troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere, and some of them are uplifting stories of restoration. So I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. I will begin by something totally local, and that is the Climate Action Festival being put on by Nelson Tasman Climate Forum. This is a remarkable series of nearly 40 events in a 9-day week. From Friday the 24th to June the 2nd. And there is certain to be something that you would find interesting. I'll give you a taste of the sort of themes that are picked up in the Climate Action Festival. There are numerous events on food production, including seed saving, bees, crop swaps, healthy eating, sustainable farm tour, composting. There is stuff on carbon sequestration, on reconnecting and understanding our environment, te taiao. There are activities on repair cafes, energy efficiency workshop, on op shop fashion. There's quite a bit on transport, on urban design and architecture, on system change and the circular economy. I'm sure that you would have found one or more things in there that you found that you would like to know more about. To know more about when and where these things are happening, go to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website and you will see it right there on the homepage. Although most things are free, it is really good to register. It's helpful to the organizers to have an idea of how many people are coming, and we hope that you'll be among them. Okay, from a pretty up note in terms of the Climate Action Festival, way down to a survey of 380 climate scientists about what they see ahead in climate change. These are researchers who've dedicated themselves to understanding a picture of the possible worlds ahead, experts in the atmosphere, oceans, energy, agriculture, economics and politics, and in almost all, the mood was grim. And the future that many painted was harrowing: famines, mass migration, conflict. One of them said, "I find it infuriating, distressing, overwhelming. I'm relieved that I don't have children, knowing what the future holds." 77% of these scientists, and I should add that these were people throughout the world, 77% of them believe that global temperatures will reach at least 2.5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels, which is a devastating degree of heating. And I shrink from imagining my own grandchildren in a world at 2.5 degrees. Almost half of them think it'll be more than 3 degrees, which is too horrible to think about. Only 6% of them think that we will stay under 1.5 degrees. Let's move from that rather rather sad picture. I have to say, before we move on to the next thing, I really feel for climate scientists. I've read a number of books by climate scientists, and they're staring in the face of what most of us, some of us refuse to look at it at all, but many of us are indeed aware of what possibilities are ahead, but we get distracted. We necessarily get distracted by rearing our kids and going to work and studying for our exams, etc. We're not staring at it all the time, but climate scientists are. And the last one I read talked about just weeping as she looks at the data. So, spare a thought for sometimes tragic state of our climate scientists. Okay, on to other things. Here is an article about what are the most effective actions one can take, and I'll summarize it quickly. Actually, come to think of it, this was part of the same survey I mentioned above. The same group of climate scientists were asked what they thought was the most effective thing that a person could do. That the consensus was, interestingly, voting. The recommendation of the climate scientists was vote for politicians who are going to make a difference to climate change and overshoot. And I think they made this recommendation in the awareness that this is a very big year globally for elections in major countries like the US and India. And secondly, I would have thought this would be first, but it was their second ranked item, and it is get around without fossil fuels as much as you can. Stop flying to the degree that you possibly can. Find alternatives to driving a car, particularly a single occupancy car. Walk more, cycle more. That was their second big recommendation. Okay. Moving on from there, I'd like to talk about what I found to be quite a remarkable article that I read today, written by Helmut Modlik, who was the CEO of Ngāti Toa, whose rohe is around Porirua. And what he's talking about is the fast track approvals bill. And he recounts the history of settlement in the rohe of Ngāti Toa, and how European settlement, Pākehā settlement, destroyed food sources, sacred sites, any possibility of Ngāti Toa making a living the way from their traditional resources, the way they had been accustomed to. And he is pointing out that the fast track approvals bill, in his opinion, will just enable more of the same to happen, and that Ngāti Toa wants to say to the government, no way, we won't let you do it. He ends his article by saying, unchecked development as proposed under the fast track approvals bill. Kamate, kamate. Balanced manner, enhancing development, kaora, kaora. Beautifully written article, and I thought we should all stand behind that in our own rohe, in our own regions, that if our own iwi say this fast track approval will not stand with us, we should stand beside them, behind them, saying, yep, we support you. So that's it for today, dear friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs Monday afternoons 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.